With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Shalom, shalom, Andrea. How are you?
I'm good. I'm getting good.
So far, it sounds like it's doing a bit better. Andrea, you're going to talk to us about exploring the new normal. And when I did intro you in the first hour, so if people couldn't see the irony in that, then I don't know. They're missing something.
Because I'm the new normal.
There you go, Andrea.
So anyway, Simon, I'm very happy that you told me because I forgot what I told you the topic was. And I said, I hope he really is the journalist that I credit him with. So,
there you go. Or I'll take that. But, yeah,
so,
bringing
you
back
I thought about
the point.
That. But my point being is that, you know, I'm home. So many of us are home. And from what I understand in South Africa, you really are home. There is nowhere to go and everything's shut down. And here, I mean, I just noticed now by accident that Bibi has just, he's going on a very controlled war path. He's not putting us back in lockdown, but there are no more loosenings, no more freeing of anything. The only thing that's still up for question is the airport, but the numbers are rising. The more, you know, the mortality is rising here. They let us go. And what did the Israelis do? Tossed off the masks, went out, business as usual. And, it's terrifying. It's just terrifying. And it's very disappointing. Not the sickness so much. That I feel is out of our control. But the lack of achdut, the lack of brotherhood. I keep thinking that when an Asian, I read somewhere that the minute an Asian, not during the corona era, but an Asian is walking around, they get a little sore throat, a little suddenly they throw on the mask out of respect, likvod, the people around them. And it's very, very, so that's like the downer. So let me make it more of an upper. I went to IKEA yesterday. All right. I know you're jealous. You're envious. IKEA.
True.
And dish drainers. It was like, but you know, I don't, we debated and I went with a girlfriend and we brought our masks and we ate in the car. I wasn't going to go into the restaurant and we came home. We were all masked and suddenly last night I started to not feel well and I didn't feel well today, whole night. And I was certain, of course, all night long Googling symptoms and it's, it's not. I'm not running to get tested. I'm fine. But I started to think about, what is this normal? What is this that we're in terror all the time? Stress is a real thing. And I realized the things that do keep us upbeat, that must keep us upbeat, because normal is changing faster than we can hold on to it. And what I'm thinking about is the little routines, as small as they are, Simon, if we can introduce routines, and here's oxymoronic, keep to our routines, meaning if you read with your grandchildren, to anybody listening in, if you do a Zoom meeting, don't do it once in a while and make it novel. Do it kavua, regularly. Have it on your calendar. The same thing. I have a weekly meeting with colleagues. We can't get together. That weekly meeting is kodesh. Okay, it's absolutely holy, and it brings us up. We remember what's important. We remember what makes us laugh. That we remember what makes us passionate. And it's the same thing when preparing for our Sabbath, whatever kind. If you're locked home, if you're a quasi-Sabbath observer, every week Sabbath observer, amp it up. Don't dumb it down. Amp it up. Make it rigid, and these are the things that will ground us until the gates of our earthly heaven start to open up. And it's very important. Don't make it, because we can become very unrooted, very unmoored. And I'm just thinking about how I ran home and I felt exposed and vulnerable. And what do I know? I know my home. I know my Sabbath. I know my children. I know my friends. And one other thing, once these things are taken away from us, remember, I didn't even think I was such a hugger, but I found out that I really am a hugger once that option was taken away. So if we take notice of that and we say, I can't wait to hug another human being, generally you should know who they are, but that aside.
No, I hear you loud and clear. What really amazes me, and I just wish we had so much more time to talk about these issues, but what really amazes me is what you said a little earlier, the fact that Israelis are not behaving as responsibly as one would have thought. My impression of Israeli society was, although you are fraught with difference, whenever you are put under crisis, you pull together like never before. And I'm so surprised to hear that the social glue is not doing its job.
Yeah, my interest in 30 seconds, my only thought about that is Israelis do glue together, but we like an enemy that we can see, touch, yell at, and defame. All right? We don't get a lot of feedback from coronavirus.
No, I hear you loud and clear.
So we're phenomenally ordinary with this one.
Wow, that is interesting. That is interesting. I don't know what that says about us who don't have the social glue holding us together to the same extent that you do. But yeah, we'll dwell on that and we'll think about that. Wow, as always, Andrea, thanks for making us laugh and for
everybody
making us think.
Everybody, make the greatest Shabbos you can, the most beautiful Shabbos. Make it good, make it good. Make it a yuntif, really a yuntif. Go for it and then promise to do it each week. Okay? Nobody's judging how frum it is. It has to be joyous and upbeat and with
beautiful
an eye on the future.
Beautiful. Shabbat shalom, Andrea, and thank you as always.
Shabbat shalom.